SocialFi and crypto cards. How Farcaster and Lens profiles boost airdrops. Anonymous airdrop farming is getting harder. In 2026, protocols allocate tokens based on composite scores that combine on-chain social reputation, Farcaster Lens protocol, with verifiable real-world spending from KYC'd crypto cards. This convergence, called Social FI Payments, turns everyday purchases into airdrop eligibility signals while solving the industry's Sybil attack problem. A bot farm can create 10,000 Farcaster accounts. It cannot create 10,000 KYC cards with genuine spending patterns. That asymmetry is what makes card-verified social profiles worth 3-10x more in airdrop allocations. What are SocialFi payments? SocialFi payments link three identity layers to create what amounts to unforgeable proof of human economic activity. Social identity. Farcaster FED, Lens handle, or ENS name with established history. Financial activity. Verified spending patterns from a KYC'd crypto card. On-chain behavior. DeFi transactions, NFT purchases, governance participation. In practice, you link your Gnosis Pay card to your Farcaster profile. Your wallet generates zero-knowledge proofs of spending volume, not purchase details. Protocols query whether this wallet has 500-plus followers and 2,000-plus monthly card spend. If both conditions are met, you receive a 5x airdrop multiplier compared to anonymous wallets. The scoring system protocols use weighted algorithms to calculate social finance scores that determine allocations. Farcaster score metric weight measurement bot. Resistance follower count. 15% total followers with decay for followbacks. Medium viable. Engagement rate, 25%. Likes plus recast per 100 followers. High requires real interaction. Account age, 10% days since FID creation. High, time locked power badge status. 20% active power badge holder. $5 a month. Medium, nominal cost. Card spend, verified, 30% ZK proof of 1,000 plus monthly spend. Very high, KYC plus capital. Card spend verification carries the highest single weight at 30% because it is the hardest metric to fake. A Sybil attacker would need to complete KYC for thousands of cards. Identity fraud. Generate 1,000 plus in genuine monthly spending per card, economically prohibitive, and maintain it for 16 or 12 months. At that point, the attack costs more than the airdrop is worth. Lens protocol, score metric, weight measurement, bot, resistance profile, NFT. Owners, ownership, 10%. Own a Lens profile NFT. Floor, approx, $15. Low, cheap to acquire. Collect revenue, 20%. Matic earned from paid collects. High, requires valuable content. Mirror count, 15% number of posts mirrored by others. Medium requires engagement. Follower quality, 20% of followers with card-verified wallets, very high. Compound verification. Spending badge, 35% ZK badge, proving $5,000 plus annual card spend, very high. Capital plus time. Lens adds a compounding element. Follower quality, 20% weight, rewards network effects. If you follow 100 people with verified spending and they follow you back, both scores increase. Airdrop case studies. Base name service, BNS. Q4 2025 eligibility required a base.eth name, $550, a Farcaster account with 100 plus followers and 500 plus spending on base native cards, Coinbase, Tria. Anonymous wallets received 500 BNS, approximately $125. Farcaster linked wallets without card verification got 1,200 BNS, $300. Farcaster plus card verified wallets received 3,500 BNS, $875. Power badge holders with 5K plus spend received the maximum 10,000 TBNS, $2,500. The top recipient had 2,400 followers with 8% engagement and $12,000 annual Coinbase card spend on base. The $2,500 airdrop represented a 21% bonus on top of normal card cashback. Optimism Retro PGF Round 5. Q1 2026, this required 12 plus months on optimism, governance participation, 3 plus proposal votes, and a linked lens or Farcaster profile with builder reputation. Standard wallets received 0.15, ETH approx $380. Social linked wallets without spending got 0.28 ETH, $700. Social plus card verified, 0.65 ETH, 1,650. Multi-protocol active users, 0.2 ETH, $340. Friend Tech V2 to Q3 2025. Friend Tech allowed users to link KYC'd cards to their profiles. Card verified users received 420 Friend, approx owned $630, versus 120. Friend, $180. For standard users, high spend cardholders, 10K plus annually, received 950 Friend, $1,425. The integration was controversial. Privacy-focused users refused KYC, and Friend.Tech added ZK spend proofs in Season 3 to address the backlash. How to link cards to social profiles. Farcaster, Warpcast. Two methods work. Warpcast frames let you connect the wallet holding your card's contract address, sign a message proving control, and receive a verified spender badge that refreshes every 30 days. Supported cards include Coinbase, Base Native, Gnosis Pay, Gnosis Chain, Tria Signature, Base, and 1-inch Ethereum Mainnet. The alternative is linking through ENS, purchase a Farcaster Power Badge, 5 VAR month, set your ENS name as your Farcaster username, and link your card wallet to ENS Resolver Records. Protocols query the chain automatically. Your spending volume tier, 1K, 5K monthly, is public, but individual purchases remain private. Lens Protocol. The community-built Lens Credit.xyz tool lets you connect your Lens Profile NFT wallet and a secondary wallet with a linked card, then generate a ZK proof of spending, $500, 2K, or 5K tier. The credit badge NFT costs about $3 in gas on Polygon and renews every 90 days. Some cards have direct integration. MetaMask card has a built-in Lens API connection, and Ledger CL card offers optional Lens linking during setup. ZK proofs reveal only tier membership, not transaction data. Privacy-preserving technology, zero-knowledge spend proofs. These prove I spent $2,000 plus in the last 30 days without revealing where, what, or exact amounts. The card issuer generates a Merkle tree of your transactions. Your wallet holds a Merkle proof of aggregate spend. A smart contract verifies the sum meets the threshold and returns true or false. No transaction details are exposed. Tria Signature uses Polygon ZK EVM for this. The proof is 298 bytes and costs 0.08 to verify on-chain. ZK KYC protocols want one person EOL1 airdrop, but do not need your passport number. ZK KYC providers like Privado ID and Polygon ID issue credentials stating that a wallet passed KYC is not on OFAC sanctions lists and is a unique human. You generate a ZK proof of having a valid KYC credential without revealing which issuer performed it. As of Q1 2026, 12 major protocols support ZK KYC for airdrops. GDPR compliance. For EU users, GDPR's right to be forgotten conflicts with blockchain immutability. Social FI systems handle this by storing spending data off-chain in encrypted databases with only cryptographic commitments, hashes going on-chain. If a user invokes GDPR deletion, the off-chain data is removed and the on-chain hash becomes meaningless. EU-based issuers, Gnosis, Wirex, maintain databases in EU data centers with compliant deletion procedures. Strategy by experience level. If you are just starting out, $50 or $200 investment, create a Farcaster account, post 3 times a week for 90 days, buy a power badge, $15 for 3 months, and build 5,100 genuine followers. Apply for a Coinbase card, no annual fee, shift $500 a month of normal spending to it, and link it to Farcaster. expected return. $300 and $800 year in social FI airdrops on a $15 cash investment, plus about an hour per week. At the intermediate level, $200 to $1,000, maintain profiles on both Farcaster and Lens, target 200 plus followers on each 6-month timeline, and upgrade to Tria Signature, $109 a year. Increase monthly card spend to $2,000 plus. Expected return, $1,500, $3,500 year, based on 2025 Friend Tech Base and Optimism airdrop data. For advanced users, 5,000 plus capital, run a multi-chain card portfolio. Gnosis Pay for Gnosis chain airdrops, Coinbase for Base, MetaMask Metal for Ethereum L2s. Build to 1,000 plus Farcaster followers through 12 to 18 months of consistent posting, display verified spender badges, and participate in governance. Expected return, $5,000, $15,000 year. Social FI card comparison, card, Farcaster support Lens, support ZK spend proofs. Best for Gnosis Pay native, via Lens credit, built-in privacy-focused users, Coinbase card, Warpcast frame, third-party coming Q2 26 base ecosystem airdrops, Tria, signature native, plus XP boost, via Lens, credit Polygon, ZK EVM, multi-protocol farmers, MetaMask, Metal via ENS native integration, beta testing, Ethereum L2 airdrops, 1-inch card, native planned Q3 2026, not announced, 1-inch ecosystem only. Ether.fi, cash, via attestation, not supported, scroll-based restaking synergies. Crypto.com, not supported, off-chain only. No social FI utility. Nexo card, not supported, no plans, no social FI utility. Self-custody cards, Gnosis Pay, Tria, MetaMask, dominate social FI integration because they settle on-chain. Centralized exchange cards, crypto.com, Nexo, cannot generate verifiable spend proofs without exposing customer data. Privacy risks and mitigations. Linking social identity to spending creates three risks. Financial surveillance. Use separate wallets for social FI and private DeFi. Link only your public persona wallet to Farcaster/Lens. ZK proofs reveal tier 1K, 5K, not exact amounts. Rotate wallets annually to prevent long-term tracking. Targeted phishing. In Q4 2025, a user displaying a 10K plus monthly spend badge received fake Optimism governance emails, leading to a signature drain attack that stole 12 ETH. Use hardware wallets for card-linked wallets and set spending limits. Data breaches. The Ledger 2020 breach exposed 270K customer records. If those had been linked to social handles, attackers would have had complete identity maps. Prefer self-custody cards, where the issuer holds minimal data. Use pseudonymous handles, and never use the same email for card, KYC, and social accounts. Tax implications. In the US, airdrops are ordinary income at fair market value on the receipt date. Social FI multipliers do not change the tax treatment. A 5,000 LA base token airdrop at 0 or 40 CNRS FMV is $2,000 taxable income. Sell a year later at $0.80 CNRS, and you owe capital gains on the $2,000 appreciation. If you expect large social FI airdrops, adjust W-4 withholding or make quarterly estimated payments. In Germany, airdrops are other income. Sonstige Einkünfte. Below ER600 annually, they are tax-free. Above that, progressive rates, 14 to 45%, apply. Holding the airdrop tokens for 366 plus days makes capital gains tax-free on the sale. Track every airdrop with date, token name, quantity, and FMV at receipt. Coinly Token Tax and Zen Ledger all support airdrop categorization and generate IRS Form 8949. Common mistakes. Linking a custodial exchange wallet instead of the card-specific wallet is the most frequent error. Your Coinbase exchange wallet is not the same as your Coinbase card wallet. Social FI platforms verify spending from specific card contract addresses. buying fake followers backfires. Protocols use graph analysis to detect bot followers. Accounts with 90% follower overlap get flagged and zero-weighted. One user bought 5,000 Farcaster followers from Fiverr. Optimism's algorithm detected 4,800 as bots and gave the standard allocation. Unlinking your card before the airdrop snapshot costs you the allocation. Most protocols take snapshots 30 to 90 days before the announcement. Maintain card linkage for at least 12 months to cover all snapshot windows. Using a VPN to bypass geo restrictions triggers fraud detection. If your KYC says Germany but your Farcaster IP logs show the US, your account gets flagged. Oversharing purchase details on social media does not boost your score and doxes your location and wealth. Let ZK Proofs handle the verification. Regulatory context. In the US, social FI airdrops are a gray area. They could be classified as securities under the Howey test. Most US-based cards avoid explicit link for airdrops marketing, leaving third-party tools to enable linking. In the EU, MiCA Article 41 requires clear risk disclosure for crypto assets, and GDPR Article 17 gives users full data deletion rights from social FI platforms. Singapore treats social FI as loyalty programs. Japan's strict KYC requirements make most social FI integrations impractical. Cross-chain identity is the next step. Cross-chain social identity is the next step. One Farcaster account verified across Ethereum, Base, Optimism, Arbitrum, and Polygon via Layer 0 V2 or Chainlink CCIP. One card plus one profile equals eligibility everywhere. AI-generated reputation scores using ZKML, zero-knowledge machine learning, could score users without seeing raw data. And DeFi insurance protocols could eventually offer airdrop insurance, where users pay a premium for a guaranteed minimum airdrop value.